This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
The state of our politics, Toby. Look, I think everyone welcomes everyone who's earning, welcomes the tax cuts. Hundreds of thousands of people have been ringing the tax office to say, when do we get it? I would much rather some of that money, not all of it. It was $1,080 is what most people will get. I think they would have been happy with $750 if that other $330 had actually been spent on infrastructure.
Yep.
And I mean social infrastructure. Mm-hmm. I don't mean building a road to a coal mine. I mean building affordable long-term housing with incentives for investors to do it, because at the end of the day they're entitled to return on their money. Rental returns pretty much are around 3% if you're fortunate. If you provide an incentive to build them and they're built for long-term social housing, and, you know, you can build, you know, some fantastic properties, that would be a great use of the money. That's what I'd like to see, and I know politically that's really difficult. We've seen a lot of the narrative in the past week that Federal Labor have been getting a shellacking for opposing the tax cuts. Well, perhaps that was their policy. And also, remember, they're in opposition, right? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, the government got its legislation through. I'm still uneasy about those top-end tax cuts, not because I believe people at the top end shouldn't get a tax cut, because remember, they are... Yes, they earn a lot of money, but they're overrepresented in the tax take. When governments start taking more than 50 cents of every dollar you earn, there's something wrong. Mm-hmm. But I do think legislating for a tax cut 3 and 4 years out, when you don't know what the economy is going to be like then. We saw in the election, the government was talking about the economy being very strong, and now, it's actually not. So we talk about government, you know, the budget is in surplus. Okay. Let me say, Toby, if you earn $50,000 a year and your bills after you know, you end up with $40,000 a year in your hand and your bills are $39,000, your living costs. Okay, you're running a surplus. If they're $41,000, you're running a deficit. What isn't talked about is the fact that the federal government is in debt to the tune of over $500 billion. Now, the interest cost of that is lower because as interest rates fall, there's less interest to be paid. But it is a bit of a furphy to say that you're in surplus when you're only looking at one side of the ledger. There isn't much in the budget for actual debt reduction. $500 billion is a lot of money. It's a lot of debt, and if that debt had been built up not for a combination of recurrent spending and other things, but actually on infrastructure and social infrastructure, I would have much less of a problem with that debt. That's, and I think as a community, we, you know, people are thinking about flat screen TVs. You know, perhaps they should be thinking about their future and their children's future and their close, you know, their close community's future. In perhaps that money can be spent in a better way than yet another indulgent device.
Yeah, look, I think we're now in a pretty unusual situation where I think Josh Frydenberg and the government didn't expect to win the federal election, and so the previous budget that they brought out, they actually did not believe they would have to implement it.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the way that those tax measures are going to be implemented over the medium to long term, it is going to continue a process that I think was really... I mean, actually, like, Hawke Keating began this in some ways,
yeah,
but they did invest a lot in infrastructure too, but it was really entrenched under John Howard, where we've increasingly provided tax relief to middle class, upper middle class, and the wealthier sections.
It's like making foie de gras.
Yeah, well, and like, can I say, I do have sympathy for what you were talking about before. Like, as a person, if you work hard, it's nice to see the return from that labour and from that effort, especially where you're taking risk, for example. Like, if you take risks, you know, on a company and your own enterprise, I can understand that mentality. I think that the ledger has gone too far in the towards favouring that. And what we're seeing across the board is that, like you say, whether it's infrastructure, whether it's services in rural and regional areas, whether it's the NDIA, whether it's investing in, for example, right now, if that debt, as you say, had been built up, positioning Australia to take advantage of the renewables boom that's coming, I would have no problem with that debt. I think what increasingly has happened is the media cycle in government is driven by getting good headlines week on week or winning one election. It's not focused on long-term strategy. And as a result, like, basically it's going to position our kids and our grandkids to have to make extremely difficult decisions while they're also dealing with potentially climate change in a very substantial way.
And, you know, Toby, the argument is going to be, I can hear it, the current government in the run-up to the next election will talk about how household incomes have increased under their government. And they'll be true because it will be because of tax cuts, right? It won't be because wages have increased because, you know, we have wages that are not keeping pace with inflation. Not in every industry. In some industries they are, in some places exceeding, but generally they're not keeping pace. People are struggling. You know, energy costs, other costs, health insurance costs, all these costs. And, you know, government, you know, we elect them to manage the economy. I just want to see, and I don't care who does it, whether it's the Liberal National Coalition or Labor, or Labor and with, you know, with some assistance from the Greens, social infrastructure is what we should be spending money on. Because our communities, all our communities need it. And it doesn't matter whether it's education, whether it's health, you know, whether it's social housing, and people go, oh, social housing. You know, we all have a right to have somewhere secure to live.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't mean it has to be a palace, but, you know, security and a roof over your head, you know, we accept as a community that healthcare needs to be at a certain level, you know. We fund things like the ambulance service. We fund things like the police, you know, the fireys. We fund a certain amount of mental health, not enough. Why should housing be any different?
Mm-hmm.
And education, you know, we pour huge amounts of money into education. Why should housing be different? Why is it, you know, it's a small line item. Victorian government is doing a lot, but it's a small line item. And, you know, fixing that, it's the same as dental health.
Yep.
If we actually spent more money on dental health, you know, the impact that that would have on people's well-being, and we spent more on, you know, some... I need a better term than social housing. But it's basic stuff, but we're not doing it.
No, we're not spending enough on it. when you compare Australia to Europe as well, we were talking about this before with Mayor Sally Capp. Part of the reason why Europe has so much more is actually World War II, literally.
Oh, yeah,
there was
huge... they had to build stuff because it was all flattened.
They had to rebuild it and they had to give it to returned soldiers. Just one other point about this quickly too. With social housing, like, you're so right, we just need to invest much more in that. And one of the main reasons is that poverty exerts, and that kind of stress exerts a mental toll that makes it hard to sort out everything else.
So you don't have housing, mm-hmm. you know, you don't have access.
You don't have a safe place to live.
Yeah, you know, you don't have enough money to live on. You don't, you know, and your teeth are bad.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what.
It's exhausting and people actually
you're rooted.
It becomes hard to make good decisions about other things because you're so exhausted about worrying about that. And they've done lots of studies that back that up. So we've just got to, we do need to commit more to dealing with
that's
that.
That's right.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.